Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly and welcome back to No Bleeps. Oh my gosh, I just like sat down. I've been like recording two other videos before I recorded the podcast. My foot just fell asleep, and it's like one of those really bad times where your foot falls asleep and it feels like 300 pounds in like a balloon. So I just need like a little moment to kind of get my stuff together. Oh my God, can my foot wake up? Okay, anyways. I wanted this episode to be kind of a little bit more of a personal episode because you guys, your girl's been going through some shit, okay? And not like in a bad way, because my mom listens to this and I don't want her to think that I'm sad or anything, because I'm not. Your girl is doing, oh my God, my foot, you guys. This is going to be all over the place. I do apologize in advance. But I know a lot of people do, oh gosh, I'm sorry, you guys. My foot, it's like, you know, when it falls asleep and you like can't move because if you move, it'll like hurt. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like I'm giving birth or something. This is the worst. Shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to leave this in because you guys can suffer with me while my foot is asleep. Okay. Anyways, you guys, going for a breakup. Did I say that? I told you guys I had a boyfriend for like a while, like a long time. And yeah, that's over. That's done with. And, you know, it hasn't been that awful. I am the type of person who hates being single. Like, I hate being alone. I love having like another person around, companionship. And I'm also like the type of person that really loves the idea of getting married young, having like a ton of kids young. And yeah, I'm just like realizing that I cannot do that with the way that I work. Like, I'm a total workaholic. And even my mom told me, you cannot, you know, have kids right now because you work all the time, which is true. I do work all the time. So there's no way that I would be able to give children full attention at the moment. But yeah, I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at. And I've been hanging out with my friends because I got the vaccine and all my friends did too. So we've just been hanging out. People have been visiting now that I've moved and I actually have like a solid space that isn't flooded or anything like that. And I have space to have company now. And so people have been visiting and staying with me. So I haven't like really been alone, which has been really, really nice. But then there's just like other times where I think about, oh, when everybody leaves, what's going to happen? Am I going to be sad? I think I'll be good. I told my friend because I was like, I haven't cried. I haven't cried about the breakup. I literally haven't. And I was getting worried because it's been like a month now. I was getting worried because I wasn't sad. And I told my friend and she was saying, hey girl, like, I don't think you're sad because I think you've been like mourning it for so long. And I was like, oh shit, wait a minute, you might be onto something. Like, suddenly you're just like not sad because you've just been sad for a little while now. And then it hit me. I was like, oh wow, you know, you're right. That's probably true. That's probably the case. So that's what's going on. And now we're like on to other things, new adventures. I will never download a dating app in my entire life. You guys, I have like the biggest fear of dating apps because I just feel like everybody on there is like a murderer or something. Like, I have like an issue with strangers. Like, I just have an issue with like meeting strangers. I don't like strangers. I have watched way too many TLC specials, listened to like too much Dateline, NBC, any type of things like that. They have freaked me out to the thought of like online dating. Like, anybody that I meet, they could automatically just like kill me. Like, that's just how I feel. So I will never do that. And I also just feel like everybody on those apps like a fuckboy. And but not trying to meet one of those. Like, how do I say, hey, I'm looking for marriage, but like, I'm not trying to scare you. That's a little overwhelming. It's a little overwhelming. And like, I'm also young. So that's a whole thing, and I don't really know what to say about that. It's like, it's also hard because when you have been in such a place for like a couple years where you think like, okay, I have like a plan, like I see my life, I pretty much can like write down exactly what's going to happen on paper. I could tell you, gonna get married, kids, this is what the wedding will be like, blah, 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 like everyone fits together, family, everyone, perfect, perfect, perfect. But then you just like look at it and you're like, When you have a plan, plans don't really always go and happen. I think that's what happened. I was so like, like set, this was it. And then I was looking at it and I was just like, wait a minute, like this is good on paper, but in reality, as I'm living it, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm like going through the motions, trying to like check off all the boxes of like things that you're supposed to do in life. And then I woke up and was like, wait, am I happy? Am I?
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
As you got to be happy in order to do those things. Otherwise, you can't like be supportive or like be happy with someone else. Like if you are not happy, then you can't like provide the type of like energy or like support for someone else. But yeah, the Olivia Rodrigo album, saving me, even though I'm not sad, which is mean to say. I feel bad that I'm not sad. I hope nobody is fucking listening to this because it probably makes me sound like a bitch, but like I was hurt, I was sad during, and I don't know, you know, it's, these things are hard, and I'm blocked anyways, so yeah, I'm really venting to you guys because I never really tell you guys about my personal life, or I was talking about the team, or I was talking about drama, but I know a lot of you guys here have like really enjoyed like the personal stuff, so I figured that I would give you a little taste of what's going on. Yeah, I know that I said like I was like scared like everybody leaves, like if I'm gonna be sad, and I don't want my mom to like hear that and be like, oh my god, let me fly out, like I'm fine. I think everybody just like needs a little time to be singular and happy being singular. Although my friend was like, we're gonna have hot girl summer, you know, we're vaccinated, we're gonna be fine, hot girl summer, live it up, we're gonna have so much fun. And then she goes and like gets a boyfriend. What is that? What the fuck is that? What is that? Like, now I'm going on like third wheeling dates with them, and I love him, he's great, he treats her really nice, but like what the I'm just like, great, like what happened, hot girl summer? I'm happy for her, she like really wanted this very badly. But yeah, and then like he tried to set me up with a friend, and I can't even tell if this person remotely likes me. You know, that's where I'm at. I'm at the stage where you're looking at this person, you're like, you're giving me nothing, but you're also giving me like a crumb. And I don't know whether to believe the nothing or the crumb. And all my friends are like, you should believe the nothing. That I'm such a person that's like, oh my God, but they like blinked at me. They must like me. That's the kind of human being I am, like literally cling on to nothing. And then I'm like, oh, I'm fixated on it. I'm here now, and I'm not going anywhere. And I don't know. Maybe I'm addicted to the chase. That's so bad. That's actually makes me want to hurl thinking about that, because I think every dating podcast ever would be like, bitch, you're better than that. And I know that I am, but sometimes, you know, you just want what you want, even if you know it's bad and it's not going to work out. But the barrel is empty. Am I getting too personal? I think so. Because they're probably going to be like, who the fuck is talking right now? Like, this is not our typical Spilly. But honestly, there wasn't that much drama this week. There was not. And yet I still put out a video every single day last week. But that was because there was like a lot of small drama, but nothing that we would really discuss on here. I mean, there's this drama that's going on between these TikTokers, Jack and Sienna, but I really need to like do my research and I really need to look into it because it just seems really dark. It seems really in depth. And I think before any sort of topic like that, I really need to take a look at what the fuck is going on. Honestly, it's just really, really insane. And I haven't seen like a really good breakdown of it. I'm gonna look it up right now because, you know, we're just having a casual conversation today. So I know absolutely nothing about this drama and I know nothing about these people. I've never seen these people before in my life. So let me look it up. Let's go with this Vulture article. TikTok star Sienna Mae denies sexually assaulting fellow Hype House member Jack Wright. Oh, God. I think I do recognize him from the Netflix intro. TikTok star Sienna Mae Gomez is defending herself while she was accused of sexually assaulting her ex and Hype House reality show co-star. They're both on the show. Shit. Both 17. Oh, wow. Had been fueling romance rumors in the Hype House since 2020. The assault accusations were posted on May 30th by a friend of Wright's, Mason Rizzo, who posted a notes app statement accusing Gomez of abusive behavior. I struggle with seeing a girl getting praised after telling my best friend to kill himself and sexually assaulting him numerous times after he set boundaries and then repeatedly wondered why he doesn't like you back. The post read. Oh, shit. I've been seeing a ton of this on TikTok, like on my feed, everybody talking about the situation that's going on between the two of them. And I believe she made a video. And at the end, she was like, if you have questions, like you can text me. And if you don't have my number, then like, we don't have a problem. And I was like, oh my God. I know that like there's bit, like siblings involved in this, exes in this. So I know people have also been asking me to talk about this, so I really am going to try to like do my research and kind of figure out what this whole thing is. This is scary. I want to go on a little rant about how, like, I feel like 2-3 years ago, drama within influencers was like, this person subtweeted this person. This person stole this person's lip gloss. This person's formula reminds me of that person's formula. Things like that, or breakups, friend group drama. But now everything is so serious. Like, these are actual crimes we're fucking talking about. We're talking about David Dobrik almost killing his friend, racist stuff within the vlog squad. We're talking about discrimination within the vlog squad. We're talking about power imbalance. We're talking about James Charles talking to people that are not 18 years old. Multiple allegations against Tony Lopez, Andreas Lopez. We're talking about this here against Sienna Mae getting accused of sexually assaulting someone. This is insane. I just think that, like, what's going on? What the fuck is going on? Why is this so common these days to hear these types of things? It's like honestly scary and disgusting, and I don't know what's wrong with the world. It's so frustrating and I don't like it. I just don't like that all this is the topic. It's hard to talk about. There's a lot of trauma for a lot of people that, you know, are discussing these topics. And even when you're talking about it in a video, you're talking about it on Twitter, it's just, it's hard. I think in the beginning, a lot of people wanted to hear about lighthearted drama, things that they could joke about, funny things. And now that it's become so serious, it's really borderline. Like, what do we do? Like, there's people that, you know, you hold someone accountable and then they come back. Like, people think James Charles is about to come back. And then it's kind of like, Did you change? Because you've been held accountable before and you didn't take that chance to change. And here we are again. So what happens the third, fourth time? Like what happens? Is it the case of like David Dobrik is like never going to work again in his life? Like, I think social media and these kinds of things are so new that people don't know what to do. People really don't know where to go from these types of situations. And, you know, in Hollywood, everything seems to have just been brushed under the rug. And with the Me Too movement, things were starting to come out and people were getting exposed. And now, you know, people aren't going to be working with other people. But I think it's just hard. Like, where do they go? Where do they end up? Like, what job do they get? It's just fucking crazy to think about the state of everything and how things work within this. Like, what happened to the music video era of YouTube? That was my favorite. That was like the best. Getting on YouTube, seeing someone do a stop motion video to a Kesha song, Ricky Dillon, that was the best. That was like such a pure time for YouTube. People would have like music video competitions and things like that. And videos were absolutely so embarrassing, but it was just like a more innocent time. And now things are just businessy, scary, illegal, and it's complicated. It's difficult to navigate. I don't know why the drama is like so dark these days. Like, I don't know how these people that have these really bad personalities and do bad things get so many likes and get famous. Like, where are the innocent folks at? The people that are not going to be doing these things, where are they? Like, can they get hyped up or something? Because I really don't know. And I mean, it's just difficult. This talking about these things, it's hard. And I think that a lot of people within the like influencer talking about them industry are just like, oh gosh, like how do we even approach this? Because even on YouTube, you can't talk about certain topics. So this is like the topic that needs to be talked about. It's extremely hard to get your point across, which is exactly why I started this podcast, so I could talk about stuff like this with you guys. Because on my channel alone, talking about these things, like the context just gets lost because you can't discuss things like these allegations without having to censor yourself. And yeah, I mean, if, you know, in terms of like Jeffree Star, he's been called out so many times that I think everybody kind of hit their wits' end with him. And suddenly people aren't really paying attention to him anymore. Like, he got called out and he kept going. And now people are like, it's Jeffree. Like, Jeffree and drama, typical. People aren't surprised anymore. I think that James is going to go down this like Jeffree Star kind of path where he is going to be like posting and posting and posting and posting until he just doesn't want to do it anymore, because he's kind of on the same path of he keeps getting called out and he keeps coming back and acts normal. And that's exactly what Jeffree's done his whole entire career. And I think that's what he's going to do. And I think James is still going to come out with his whole collection of everything that he's been trying to say that he's going to come out with. And either people are going to like it or they're not. I don't think that he's really going to care how people feel or react towards what he's putting out there. I think he's just going to be like, all right, like, you know, it is what it is at this point. I'm just going to do me and see how people feel about it. But I think that's just James's attitude. And plus the people around him are supporting him. They're loving on him. They're making him feel like he didn't do anything wrong. They believe him. They're like, you were lied to. Like, you're totally fine, James. So that energy around him is going to encourage him to come back. Like, if people are telling you, hey, you did nothing wrong, then you're going to believe you did nothing wrong. That's just frustrating. It's really fucking frustrating. But yeah, like drama, everything, very, very crazy. I can't believe I vented to you guys like about my life like that. I don't know how I feel about that. I think I'm leaving it in too. I don't think I'm going to cut it out because there's like no drama this week to really get into. But yeah, I mean, I did want to talk about that with you guys because I know some of you guys out there are interested in hearing about what the fuck is going on in my life because I'm secretive about it. And yeah, like, you guys don't even know who I am. I'm literally scared to talk about it because I'm like, what if people are going to listen and then they're going to be like, oh my God, because it has happened before where I like recorded a podcast and like the few people that do know about it were like, wait, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. So that's a situation. My gosh, you guys, this is a mess, but a happy mess. My life is a happy mess. Happy, happy, happy mess. Oh my gosh, wait. Colleen is gonna post a gender reveal today? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Gender reveal? No, someone said it's not gonna be the gender reveal because she just got the blood work done yesterday. If you guys don't, I'm on Twitter, but I'm like recording this right now, but Colleen Ballinger is having twinsies and I'm so excited for her. I love the idea of twins. I think that's like so cutie and adorable and so fun and exciting. And I would love to have twinsies. That would be so funny and so fun. And I would love that. I don't even know how old I want to be when I have kids at this point. I thought like ASAP soon, but if I'm not with anyone at the moment, it's going to be a while before I have kids. And that's scary because I don't want to be old because my parents are old and I would like to be young so that grandparents can be young and all that stuff. I would also like my grandpa to be at my wedding. So can the universe like hurry up and like help me out? Which, by the way, my friends have been making fun of me because I'm super into Mercury retrograde and I've got like all my crystals like set out looking like I'm doing this crazy ritual or something. And I'm really just trying to bring this good energy in because I'm freaking scared. I'm like, the universe has flipped my world upside down and suddenly you're telling me we're going to go through Mercury and retrograde and things could possibly get worse and like get fucked up like even more. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely the fuck not. And yeah, I'm also like, so I'm into that stuff, but I'm also not. Like, I don't know my rising or anything like that. Like, I've not asked my mom for my birth time because I'm honestly a little scared for it to tell me, like, exactly who I am. And I would like to know who I'm, like, most compatible with. I know Taurus is a good one for me, but the one Taurus that I know is a little, like, misogynist. So that's not going to work out for me. Which is so fun and fresh. I love that. It's amazing. But wow, I'm being really shady right now. We love that for her. We love that for her. I really wonder if you guys are gonna like this episode, because if you do, I got more of this. I got more to share with you guys about my life, things that have happened, things that are going on. We could have a whole venting party because I got a lot of feelings and I'm on the struggle bus. Like, I'm on the struggle bus for real. There's people I can't read right now, people I can't figure out. Not desperate. I'm not desperate. We're not saying that. But I'm like, I want a little buddy. Now my friend has like a boyfie. I want like a little sidekick to go to these dinner parties with because I'm just tagging along as this third wheel. Like, here I am. Let me have a friend to bring along to this. And also, with the world opening back up again, like, concerts are going to be a thing again. Events are going to be a thing again. I want someone to go with that's more than a friend. You know. Please, universe, give me something good. Please and thank you. That was such a little song I just did there. Amazing. And suddenly I'm online shopping. My computer has 4%. Well, you know, while we're here, while I'm chatting with you guys about life and everything, I want to get your opinion. Do you guys like episodes like this? If you do, send me questions on Instagram, on Twitter, at nobleepspod. Email me at nobleepspodcast@gmail.com. Send me relationship shit. I love talking about this because honestly, I'm the worst at taking advice, but I feel like I'm pretty good at giving it. And yeah, even though I'm single now, so I don't really, you know, but I feel like it's always single people that like give really good advice. You know, I don't really know. Ask me fucking questions. Ask me questions about relationships, friendships, things like that. Give me scenarios, give me stories, things that you guys are going through. Let's fucking talk about them on the podcast. I would totally fuck with that. Let's do that, because for episodes like this where there's not a lot of drama, I mean, there is, but it's a little dark and I need to do a little research. I want to talk about these things with you because it's fun and it's exciting and it's different than the normal content. And yes, so let me know what the fuck is going on in your lives. Please, please, please. And let's freaking talk about them. You don't have to give me your ad or anything. You can be totally anonymous, but let's chat about what the hell is going on in your life so that I can not think about mine for 5 seconds. But yes, I think that's a good idea. I will put out a little thing on Instagram for you guys to respond to. Tell me your little stories. I'll screenshot it and then we'll talk about it next week because I love this idea. And yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. I've been on a rant. I don't know if you guys will like this. Let me know in the reviews if you guys liked it. Let me know on Twitter DMs, on Instagram. Let me know. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to me ramble about my life and drama and random things. You guys are the best. You guys are amazing. I cannot believe that you guys support me and let me do this. Watch my videos, all this stuff. It truly means the world to me. It makes me so, 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 so happy. It keeps me going. And yes, I love you. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.